The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. We are lucky. It is now. Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I am all right. How are you? Are you recovering? I know so many people. P.S. Before you answer that, I know so many people who have gotten sick and are still sick from the end of December, and we are bidding fair to be the beginning of February. So.
Well, this is, you know, it's a terrible cold season, and when you get this cold, it lasts for a couple of weeks. My doctor actually told me that by holding this cold down to just 2 weeks or so, that actually showed that my immune system was stronger than I thought. But I'll tell you the good thing. I haven't gotten any flu. And neither Carol, my wife, nor I have flu, so fingers crossed. But that's what I want to talk to our listeners about today, because you can't turn on the TV without realizing that this flu season seems to be worse than usual. 30 children have died, latest count. Another one died last night. Before this is over, this flu season, at least 100 children will die around the country. That's terrible. Obviously, we all know flu shots remain your best defense. Can't say it often enough. And babies as young as 6 months old should be getting flu shots. And certainly, if you're over 65, you can get a max shot at no extra cost if you've got insurance. And you can get it, you know, down at the Milliken CVS or the Sharon Pharmacy. Go in if you're over 65, ask for the max shot, and that'll protect you a little bit more. But having said all that, it's sad for me to say this, but only about 60% of us get the flu vaccine in normal season. That means two people out of five.
Well, before you just
don't get the shot, and you know you're standing in line
and
at the movie theater, surrounded by people who are not protected from the flu.
And what is really interesting and something that we touched upon is, you know, if you don't get your flu shot because you don't think that it's relevant to your situation, then hopefully you don't know anyone who is over 65. Hopefully you don't know any infants. Hopefully you don't go out of your house. And of course, we all know that's not true because we encounter those people all the time. And if they get sick, they're basically infectors. And I also wanted to ask you, where do you go in the city?
Where do I go to get a flu shot?
Where does one go in the city to get a flu shot? Because
the same as in the country. I mean, any of the drugstores at the street, at the corner will give you a flu shot, or the city med will give you a flu shot. It's very easy to get a flu shot.
Okay, so you can wander into a CVS or a Duane Reade and say,
oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely, yeah, no problem at all. So, yeah, I mean, the problem this season has been especially, these stories out of Australia where the vaccine was only effective at 10% of the time. So people say, you know, what's the point? You get the flu shot, it's only 10% effective. But I checked, you know, Sharon Hospital's Dr. Mark Marshall told me that the strain B flu seems to be what's in our area, not the strain A flu that devastated Australia. So that's good news, because this vaccine seems to be more effective, perhaps more than 30% effective against the A that seems to be the strain that's in our area. It might be as high as 40%. So that's an argument to go and get the shot. And in December at Sharon, they only diagnosed six patients and they admitted one. But in January, they diagnosed 37 patients and they admitted seven. Now I'm not saying that's bad, but you do see the trend, and you also see that, you know, like one person out of five who's diagnosed is then admitted in the hospital. So if you get the flu, it can be serious. So what's the worst thing that can happen, right? You get the flu shot and you still get the flu, but you run a lower risk of landing in the hospital. And to your point about being contagious, you're less contagious. So you're infecting fewer people around you, hopefully. So look, I'm not going to ask you, Jill, about whether you got a flu shot, because I don't want to hear your answer. But here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to tell you what else you can do to avoid the flu, what to do if you get the flu, including what not to do. And I'm going to explain why some moves work and why others don't. Now, doctors rarely tell you why stuff works, but I'm going to tell you why it works and why it doesn't work. So I'm going to make all the listeners flu-y experts. By the time we're finished, you're going to know as much about this as you really need to know. So first thing to realize, flu is insidious. People who are infected don't feel sick for the first day or two, but they're highly contagious. You feel fine, but you already have the flu and you're contagious. So if you're within 6 feet of someone who's contagious, who sneezes on you or coughs or even breathes near you, you could be in trouble. So the first thing to know is it's really, really important to wash your hands. Wash your hands like a surgeon washes their hands. Wash with soap and warm running water. And listen to this. Do it once an hour, especially if you're in a house with kids and there's a good chance that somebody might get flu or already has flu. Wash your hands. Purell is fine if there isn't any running water and soap around, but there's no substitute for soap and water.
You know, about 1,000 years ago, and this is relevant, I went to a doctor's thing. I don't know. It was like a health festival, but that's not the right word, at the Hotchkiss School. And they had a wash your hands booth and a black light. And they showed what it looked like with Purell. And you'd put the Purell on, you'd do the, and you'd look under the light, and your hands really weren't as clean as you thought they were. And then they had you wash your hands. It was a display. The fact is that people do need, without turning into Jack Nicholson in that movie, people definitely need to wash their hands better and more frequently than they assume that they do. Because anytime you're in a place or a house with somebody else that touches a doorknob or an office, you know, you pick up a cup, you open the fridge. These are all places that, you know, sorry to be a germaphobe, but it's showtime.
A germ can live on a hard surface for a day or two.
Yeah.
So, and here's the other part. We touch our faces 16 times an hour, and that's, some say, even much more than that. Imagine touching our face 16 times an hour. So with that much touching, one little droplet of virus that, as you say, could be picked up off the refrigerator, they can get into your nose, into your throat, into your lungs, nestle into your mucous membranes. It's nice and warm and wet down there, and they multiply. Now, your immune system eventually recognizes the germs, but I said eventually, and it sends this protein army, you know, in there to fight the good fight. First, it sends in interferons, which literally, I love this, interferons that literally interfere with the spread of the disease. That's great. Then they send more powerful cytokines. And they really attack, and the war is on. But in that war, your collateral damage, that's when you feel sick. That's when you get the fever, you get the headaches, you get the muscle pain. That's actually your immune system battling against the disease. And worse, cytokines can kill healthy tissue in your lungs and organs and can set you up for pneumonia in your lungs or dangerous sepsis in your bloodstream. And you may remember when we were talking about my clinical trial, I had a cytokine storm and I had fever for 26 out of 28 days. Now that was, you know, major league stuff, but the same principle holds here. It's the cytokine attack that causes the illness, but the cytokine attack can be very dangerous. It can overpower a respiratory system. The boy who died yesterday died very suddenly. He did not have a flu shot. And I think he got this cytokine storm. His parents didn't realize how sick he was. They didn't get him to the hospital, and he died at home. So don't mess around with the flu. So here's the things to do, and here are the things not to do. Do invest in a low-cost diagnostic test. You can pick it up at your local pharmacy. If you know your body, if you feel a little shortness of breath, for sure, if you feel some fever, check yourself out on the test, and then if you're positive, do not go to work. Do not go to school. Stay home and stay as much isolated so you don't infect everyone in the family. Second, do not waste money on drugstore breathing masks. They're just not good enough. You're throwing your money away. But next, if you're within 48 hours of feeling sick and you're pregnant or have chronic diseases, you know, such as heart disease, asthma, diabetes, do take antiviral Tamiflu and Relenza, because they're not tremendously effective, but they can cut the duration of your flu by a day or two. But remember, I said that's within 48 hours. If you're beyond 48 hours, or if you're not sure, a Tamiflu probably won't help you. And the treatment costs $154. It's not for free. So if you're not sure if you're within those first 2 days, certainly call up your doctor, go in, talk to the pharmacist, discuss your situation, and make the right decision. Let's say you've got the flu now, okay? Do drink water. This is like the soap and water washing, okay? Do drink water, but I'm serious about this. You got to drink at least a gallon a day. Here's what I do. I put a liter bottle of water on my desk, and I sip it all day long. I have the advantage of being a writer, so there I am. But, and it's not just water, which is very boring. Other liquids are fine, too. I mean, you can have watery fruit, watermelon, fabulous. Chicken soup. Your mom was right about chicken soup. All those liquids actually boost your immune system because interferon and cytokines move around by bodily fluid. So more fluid means more circulation and more healing. Your mom was right. Chicken soup is great. Now, while the flu battle is raging in your respiratory tract, do buy extra tissues, big boxes of tissues, and sneeze and cough your head off. You want to expel the germy mucus from your sinuses and your lungs. Therefore, do not take antihistamines like Claritin. Do not. And the same goes for cough suppressants. Do not. Antihistamines are fine. I take them in allergy season. They work great, but they're actually not very good for colds. And they can worsen the stuffiness in your nose. And beyond that, cause insomnia, anxiety, high blood pressure. Stay away from them in the flu season. And instead of cough suppressants, take expectorants like Mucinex 12-Hour and Tab Tucson. You want to expel the germs. Okay, you really feel terrible. You got the flu. Yeah, you're so tired.
You've got a minute.
Yeah, do not lie flat on your back for long periods of time. That traps bacteria in your lungs, and it raises your risk for pneumonia. Get pillows. Call Mr. Pillow. Get him to come over with 6 pillows. Get pillows. Prop yourself up as tall as you can. Now, if you're pregnant, be especially careful. Your immune system is already compromised, so it doesn't reject the baby. And the baby is pressing against your lungs, so you're not getting your normal life-giving oxygen. So, really important. Sit up as straight as you can. That's going to help you. And when you finally begin to feel better, and so many people make this mistake, it's, you know, you had this flu, you're finally feeling better, you rush back to school. Do not rush back to school. Do not rush back to work. Here's the rule of thumb. Wait until 2 days after your last fever. Then if you're still feeling like yourself, right? You're really feeling like yourself. You probably no longer have the flu, and you're probably no longer contagious to others. That's when you can finally come out of your little hidey hole and circulate with the community again. But, Jill, I want to get back to
in
the
3 seconds
we've got left.
3 seconds, 2 seconds.
No, we got more time to get this point across. I got to get back to rule one. It's not too late to get a flu shot. It's your best defense. We're close to the peak of the season, but people will still be getting the flu in May. They'll be getting flu in May. And it takes 2 weeks for the shot to kick in.
So do it now.
Don't wait another day. Get your shot today.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And do look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in-store, wherever you can get it.